This is December 21st, 2016 personal committee meeting that was posted on the agenda of the KPFTX.org, the Pacifica calendar, in August 27, 2016. We have problems. We don't have people available to stream, and the committee decided unanimously to go ahead with this meeting because the recording is there and LUPAP is recording. We can go to the roll call. Michael, are you able to make the roll call? Or
hang on a second.
Do you want me to make the roll call?
Yeah, why don't you go ahead?
Okay. Let me start with the roll call. Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Janet Cobra.
Present.
Celine Roberts.
Present.
Jim Brown.
Present.
Jan Goodman.
Present.
Michael Novick.
Present.
Tony Norman. Margie Wilkinson. Ejera Kasnay present. Obviously, we have 7 members. We have 1. Michael, did everybody receive the agenda, the draft agenda that I sent?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Do anybody wants to read it for the stream? Does anybody?
I'll read it.
Will be better if I read it. Please read it. Thank you, Jen.
Oh, okay. Hold on 1 second. Sorry. It disappeared. I have to open it again. Okay. This is the PNB Personnel Committee Draft Agenda, open session December 21st, 2016, 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. This is the draft agenda. 1, call to order. 2, roll call. 3, election of pro tem secretary. 4, agenda approval. 5, minutes approval. 6, update on CFO search. 7, executive director search. A, discussion of the last 2 executive director job description. Michael Novick review. 8, adjourn.
Thank you, Jan. We need to go to the election of pro tem secretary. Do I have any volunteers? Okay. Michael, you are not able to do it, right?
I'm just stretched too thin. I gave you the notes in the last one, but I'm in the middle of trying to get another newspaper done. I chaired the finance committee meeting last night, which was a huge chore, and somebody else.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. No volunteers at all. From our 7 members, no one volunteers to do the meeting. Okay, perfect.
I'm sorry. I'm saying I'm going to be driving in a minute. I can't.
That's okay. I will be doing the. I ask please all of you to, it would be kind of difficult to do both things at the time, but I will ask all the members to please collaborate, and if we send any motion, please send it in writing. Then I will be able to catch it. I will try to do the minutes. I want to know. We'll go to point 4, that is agenda approval.
Gentlemen on the stack?
Yes, go ahead.
I would like to not only have the update on CFO search, I would like for us to actually have a discussion about the CFO search. I have some suggestions you know, so that we can.
Okay.
More than an update, in other words.
Do you want? Okay, that will be adding, modifying a little bit that update on CFO search. Do you think that doesn't cover
I would just strike out the update, or you know, I don't care how it's written there. I just want to make sure
right.
that we have a discussion
yes.
and we have suggestions. How about update and discussion on CFO search?
Perfect. What I need first is somebody ask. I mean, we need to have somebody move the agenda.
I move that we approve the draft agenda as proposed.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Take off the as proposed. I move that we move the draft agenda.
Okay.
I move
then,
Jan. Sorry, I'm very tired. I move that we approve the draft agenda. That's it.
Okay. Now, Jan, you want to add to point six?
Yes, I would like to move to amend that with the addition of a number six stating update and discussion on CFO search.
Okay. Is any objections to that?
I'm sorry. I'm just getting to open this up now. How much time is there now, and what is being proposed?
We don't have any time. Normally, I know that some committees do it in a different way, but I believe that Robert's Rule of Order said that in committees you shouldn't put limits on, you know, in the discussion, because the idea of committees that are advisory bodies is to an open and clear discussion. That's why I never put time, but if the members want to put times on this, we know that we have 9, it's a German time. Whatever. You tell me somebody wants to put time to this.
I'm not going to insist on it, but I am going to be raising that in a more formal manner, because, for example, the governance committee never puts times on anything, and nothing ever gets resolved, and we keep discussing the same agenda items over and over and over for months at a time without resolution. So I actually do think that setting reasonable times in committee is an important way of making sure that the work gets done without merely exhausting each other and the time of the meeting, but I will yield for
okay.
now.
Okay. Then what about 10 minutes for agenda approval, 5 minutes for minutes approval, 20 minutes, 25 minutes for update and discussion on CFO search? Let me write it down, because if not, I will forget. 10, 5, 25, and ED search. I mean, we have only 20 minutes because
I would like to suggest that the update on the CFO. What is it now? At how many minutes?
Update and discussion.
Okay, how many minutes?
We have,
how many,
I say 25 minutes.
Yeah, I think.
I put 25 minutes.
You know, I would actually ask that we do it in 15 minutes. I don't, it's not as though this is a new subject or that anything has changed since the last time that it was discussed fundamentally. So I think a total of 15 minutes should be fine.
Okay.
I mean, obviously if someone's in the middle of a thought, we're not going to cut them off, but. I would like to see
okay.
the bulk of the time go towards the ED search, because that's a big discussion. I'd like us to have at least half an hour on that.
I would like, I have Jan Goodman here.
Yes.
I think that some of the CFO search and some of the ED search, there's a tiny bit of an overlap also. You know, let's try for 15 minutes, and if we need more time, we can make a motion or suggestion. from the ED
okay,
Turk.
Let me try to put together. We have 10 minutes for agenda approval, 5 minutes for minutes approval, 15 minutes for update and discussion of CFO search, and then the ED search, we have two options. One about 30 minutes and the other about, you say 15, John? That is your amendment?
What was 30 minutes?
Yes. The ED search.
Oh, ED search?
Yes.
Does Michael have the job descriptions?
He sent it to us at least twice.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll search for him again. Okay. Sure, why not?
Okay, perfect. Then, agenda 9, perfect. That will give you the hour that we have. Is any objections to approve the agenda as amended? Hearing none, the agenda is approved, as amended, is approved. Do we have any minutes? No minutes to approve. Okay. That was really fast. Then we are going now to point 6, update and discussion of CFO search.
So
anybody?
Jan Goodman.
Go ahead, Jan.
As I emailed, you know, yesterday, I guess it was, I do have a serious question as to why the PNB, you know, board has to approve this small amount of money. I mean, it's really like 2 months just because it gets thrown to the bottom of the agenda and then off the bus. And so I don't know that this is the place, but I do, this is an honest question. Like, why is it that we have to do that? Why can't that happen out of the national office? We say, here's the ad, but, you know, here's what we want. Here's, you know, we've been delegated, this committee has been delegated the responsibility for, you know, putting together the search, at least as I understand it, which would include that. And why do we have to go to the PNB to be allocated this? And I know this is a larger question because it's not just the personnel committee, I imagine, that has some small amounts of money. But can somebody tell me where in the bylaws or where anything it says that we have to...
I can tell you. Did you receive my email that I sent to all the directors answering some of these questions, including yours? The more important one, I think that this...
I literally just got home, so no, I'll look
okay.
at it right.
Okay. There I put very clear that the personnel committee has no budget and therefore such an expenditure need to be approved by the PNB. No committees have any budget.
Jan Goodman.
Yes, Jan. Go ahead.
For future,
and then Shireen.
Future, can't we put money into the budget for such things and just put it in the budget, advertising as needed or something? So, you know, you put $5,000 or $10,000 in there so that the board doesn't have to go back and get, you know, we don't have to go back to the board or whatever committee for this, you know, which in the scope of all of our responsibilities, $2,000 is crazy to not have it, you know, being available. So could it be just added to the budget as needed or something, like petty cash, the equivalent?
Petty?
Okay, so a couple of things. You know, committees are not in a position to bind the foundation to make any contracts. So whatever we do will have to go through the national office at any rate. However, that is arranged. But it has been a practice that since the PNB handled the hire of both the ED and the CFO, that aspects of that process are brought to the PNB for approval. And this would have been a great discussion to have a month ago or whenever it was that we unanimously decided to just ask for unanimous written consent because it was $2,000, which I believe is the amount that we used in the last round. and, you know, it's not going to make or break us, but it does speed the process. If we could have gotten unanimous consent, we wouldn't be waiting another 2-3 weeks. I actually think that end-of-year job announcements are great because the people who are looking for jobs at that point are ready to make a change. But at any rate, we did not get unanimous consent. We will have to wait until January and hope that this thing that's been sitting on the agenda for however long actually, you know, is supported when we have that January meeting, at least by the committee members, because we've had the discussion several times now about why it's necessary. In terms of putting it in the budget, as you know, there's more than a little bit of suspicion and mistrust. So anything that's in the budget in the form of something called petty cash, I'm quite sure there are going to be accusations about how it was used. Regardless of how carefully you spell things out, that seems to be, you know, the accusations seem to be the way some people in Pacifica need to operate for whatever reason. So I don't know that we can do that, and certainly we didn't do it at the last time because we didn't expect the man to quit or whatever happened there. So I don't, you know, it's fine to have a discussion as we look at this, the budget going forward, but I don't know how well received, even if it's well conceived, I don't know how well received such an idea would be. So I think we should just move forward.
Michael, just back.
Michael, go ahead.
This is the larger question coming off the National Finance Committee discussion last night, which some of you were on. We were addressing the question of whether there was money at KPFT to hire, you know, an open position that was remaining there, and concluded that there wasn't, and that it wouldn't be responsible to authorize such a hire in the budget without having the funding to do it. And I'm wondering whether actually we're in the same position in the national office. I don't think it's the question of the $2,000 for the advertisement. The PNL budget proposal, which you didn't get to, that Efren sent me, he said that he was pushing off the start of the hire just to try to keep the budget balanced, but a month. But the larger issue he raised was that he sort of gave a cash flow based on two cash flows, one based on successful payment of central services from all five stations, and one based on the fact that three of the stations have not been generating the central services income necessary to maintain the operations, and under the second one, there's negative cash flow month after month. And so I'm concerned about our ability to commit ourselves to a contract with somebody for a very substantial amount of money.
Jan Goodman on the stack.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm done.
Anybody else that didn't talk about the issue?
Jan Goodman on the stack.
I know, Jan. I'm asking if somebody else that didn't talk about the issue wants to speak before going again to you.
I would like to actually talk about, I'd like to move on to actually advertising, or even just, I wanted to respond to Michael's thing, and then I want to talk about concrete things that we can do.
Okay, I will put myself on this issue on the stack too. Okay, Jan, you can go, and I can go after you. Go ahead.
So two things. One, there's a long way between advertising for a position and hiring for that position. So if we get word, oh, we don't have enough money, we can't hire full-time, we need to hire part-time, whatever it is, if we get that official word, I mean, for sure we're not going to hire anybody until, you know, we've talked about a lot of things. So I think that we need to push forward and start doing advertising. Second of all, we can start advertising on our airwaves as if we had radio stations around the country asking actually for people who are interested in both of these positions. Maybe, you know, as soon as we have proper job descriptions. And I would say, you know, what we need to say on the air is, you know, the CFO position located in Berkeley, California. Look on the top of our website for, you know, more details. You know, this is a very large pool of people, or even a medium-sized pool, but if we, you know, literally, and we also might consider having, like, two parts of the day dedicated to, you know, on the airways, dedicated to, you know, filling positions, because it seems like a, like we have the airwaves to use them, so we should use them. So that's my proposal, is to start immediately advertising at least twice a day on each of our stations. Very simple. We don't have to go into detail and have people direct people to the job description. Maybe a link on the top of each page that goes straight to the job description on the Pacifica website.
Let me I put myself on the stack on this issue. The first thing is that it's true, like I wrote to the whole PMB, the whole directors, when I asked for the unanimous consent in this issue, I explained that obviously this is part of the process. Nobody is saying that we put the ad and tomorrow we will have a selection. It's not true. It's a process that is normally at least a couple of months, and then the PMB will have the final decision. But the directors that fail or reject to consent are the same ones that normally complain about some of us inaction or delay.
Point of order, you know, I agree, but, you know, complaining about who did what else they do is not...
Jan, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Excuse me, I apologize. Point of order, Jan Goodman.
Yeah, ask me to give you the floor.
Yes,
what
I'm
is
sorry.
Your point of order?
My point of order is that you had strayed far from the point of that we didn't get unanimous consent and started saying that these people do other things, and it just out of order.
I'm sorry, Jan.
So I would like to... You know, I agree with you. I thought it was a great idea to get unanimous consent.
Can you hear me? I have a problem, obviously. You cannot, the rest of the director, the people can hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay.
Yes, I can hear you.
I told you that is not a point of order. Okay? The point of order, I think that we explained enough what a point of order means when the order is being broken.
Let me finish
what I was saying. I let you speak on the issue.
Sure.
The main thing when you proposed and you were talking about, you know, advertising in, for free and all of that, we need to remember that there are certain standards that are legal. We cannot hire people without following strict directives, and part of that is where we advertise. Then please, we know, we hope that we don't need to go to that, but it's not true. Are certain procedures that need to be followed up. That's why it's not as simple as just advertiser in our website or in our stations. That is not happening. That will happen and could happen, but first, or at the same time, need to be in certain specific media. You know, that is the point here. That's why we need a budget.
Jan Goodman?
Okay, Jan, go ahead.
I think that it's possible that we have to additionally advertise wherever it is that, you know, some people think you might have to advertise. But that, I cannot imagine that legally they do not allow you to start advertising somewhere else. And I will research it, but that seems so unlikely that you can't start out advertising. You might not be able to close advertising until you've also advertised and wherever somebody thinks you ought to. But you can certainly start advertising somewhere else. And considering the fact that we do have these radio stations, that seems like a logical place to start immediately and then plan as soon as you get the money to advertise wherever else.
This is Serene.
Go ahead. Move, we proceed to advertising.
Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so if that was a motion, I would like to see it in writing so we can be clear about what's being suggested. And I do recall that there was a previous meeting at which either someone made some suggestions other than paid ads or promised to make some suggestions. I don't know, that could even have been me. But whoever it was, if you recall, please go ahead and deliver such a list. I don't think there's such a thing as too much advertising, although I'm always careful about what we advocate happen on air. But as I said, I would need to see the motion if that it was in fact a motion.
I will write something.
Jan, is that the motion, please? And then
Jan Goodman, may I inquire?
Yes, go ahead.
Who is it that this motion, who should be asked to do this? This is one of the reasons I brought it up, is we should be requesting the executive director to have the radio stations all do this? Should we, who should we be asking to do what?
The committee, I'm sorry, may I respond?
Yes, please.
The committee recommends to the PNB that it direct the executive director to cause these things to happen.
Okay. Now, thank you.
Do it. I need your motion in writing. Yeah, then we know we are talking about. Yes. Anybody else on this issue?
Why don't you continue on the other issues and resume?
We have your motion. That's why the motion is what is on the floor. We talk about the motion or we don't. That's why I asked for the motion to be on the floor.
Okay, well, it's going to take me two or three minutes to do this, so maybe you could...
Okay, perfect. Then I want, if somebody else wants to talk about the issue? No? Okay. I know perfectly that the law that have to do with what human resources is asking us to do, I know that we cannot have only free advertising in our places. That's the thing. And if we don't have the budget, I still not understanding what are we gaining. Start asking for all of these positions if we cannot comply with what the law is asking us to comply. But, like I said, I don't know the whole bylaws, but I know that this committee, in previous years, even when I wasn't part of this committee, that was exactly the requirement. That we have, and it's specific. We need to to the ads need to be at certain places with certain amount of that reach certain amount of population, or I don't know exactly how to explain it, but we can research, and I welcome Brian if you want to research the issue about what is legal. I hope that we can do it. We can ask too the executive director to explain to us what are the bylaws or the laws, I'm sorry, not the bylaws, the California law for a nonprofit about hiring people. That have to do with an equal opportunity, you know, employment, and et cetera. But you are welcome to make the research and send it to all of us, Janet. Jan,
okay.
I'm sorry. Anybody that was, I remember that some of the members that are now in this committee were before members of the personal committee. Does anybody remember anything about the issue? No.
Janet?
Go ahead, Janet.
Well, I don't remember explicitly, but I do remember this came up, and this was when... Janice Lane Ewart was chair, and she had some knowledge about what was required, and it's probably somewhere in emails, but it was, there was a broader requirement than, like what Adriana is describing. And I don't know, maybe, you know, there should be consultation about this with HR, some kind of HR, you know, that would be through the ED or EEOC or whatever the entities. So I would recommend consulting with the ED on this.
Okay.
Who, by the way, was also on that committee at the time?
Who?
Lydia, sorry, was also, she was on the PNB and also on the personnel committee at the time.
Okay. Jan, you don't have your motion ready?
I just am putting the last quote on. And then I will copy it into my thing, and I'll send it off in 20 seconds. How is it? Is it personnel committee? How do I address it?
Just use the name from the agenda.
Yes, answer to that one straight, the one that I send with the agenda.
Oh, okay, I'll just answer to that. Okay, great. Great idea.
Slide to that, and that will be all.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, we need to add time, or we need to go to the next issue. We already, it's a minute past our time for this issue.
I'm sorry,
do I have a 5 minute request for a 5 minute extension?
Well, I, Serene, as a point of information, I thought, am I recognized?
Yes. Go ahead, Serene.
I thought we had 15 minutes on this.
Yeah, we already passed the 15 minutes.
Oh, I move to extend for 5 and get it wrapped up.
Any objections? Hearing none, we add 5 more minutes to this.
Okay, I just sent it.
Okay.
Chair, this is Janet.
Go ahead, Janet.
Could it be read, please?
Yes, I'll read it.
I don't have it yet.
Okay, I'll read it.
I hope that, Jan.
Chair, is that okay? I'll read it.
Jan?
Yes.
I hope that, can you wait a few minutes? I will receive it. Can you read it right now? I think that the whole committee received it. Can you read it, please?
Yes. The Personnel Committee recommends to the PNB to direct the Executive Director to have an ad for the CFO to be played 2 times per day on each station stating, quote, the Pacifica Foundation is searching for a chief financial officer, period. The person will work in Berkeley, California, period. For details, go to pacifica.org, unquote.
Okay. Anybody wants to talk about this issue? Anybody ask for the floor? This is
Jim.
Jim?
Yes.
Janet.
I would like to propose an amendment to this that I see it. I wasn't sure whether each station was included or not, but they are. Okay.
Janet? I'm sorry, I have Serin and Janet. I think that Serin yield to Jim. Serin?
Okay, so can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. First of all, I would not mandate.
I cannot. I'm sorry, I cannot hear you, Serin.
Okay, let me go back to the headset. Somebody's causing feedback. Can you hear me now?
Perfect.
Okay, thanks. So I would propose, certainly I would not propose that it be 2 times a day. I think 2 or 3 times a week is plenty. They can be put into the rotation. They can play it more often if they wish. But I wouldn't mandate that 2 times a day. I think there's a lot that stations are doing, trying to raise funds right now, and that needs to be a priority. We have to at least get through to the January drives. So my amendment would be that to be played 3 times per week on each station, stating, and I will type it up in a second, the Pacifica Foundation is searching for a chief financial officer. For details and other positions, because there are other positions open, go to pacifica.org. I'll send that in writing.
Jim Brown.
And Jan Goodman.
Okay, Jim, go ahead. I'm sorry, I have Janet before. Janet?
Okay.
So I have an amendment as well, but I don't know how, all right. So, and it is to add the Personnel Committee recommends to the PNB to direct the executive direct the executive director that until the required comprehensive sites for posting are obtained from the ED to have the etc.
Jan Goodman, point of information.
What is your question, Jan?
My question is to Janet Coburn, who just made that. The way it sounded like, after we found other places that we would stop,
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Jan. Requirement, you are asking the Jan to put that motion more clear for you. She said that she will write it.
Okay, it was a question, actually. Is she...
What was the question?
The question was that implying that once it should stop
Can we wait to discuss once that we receive the motion?
Sure.
Jan, you're on the...
Well, it's Janet, can I just... There's nothing about my amendment that involves stopping, but anyway, I'm almost done.
Okay.
Jim?
Maybe make it clearer about that part.
Yes, I was just going to add to that, and that it may be put on each station's website in a prominent position.
Sounds like a good idea.
Chair, point of order.
Go ahead, Janet.
So, although I agree, we already have a motion and two amendments, so we have Jan's motion, and then we have mine. And I just sent it in, mine in.
Yeah, I understand. That's why till we receive it, we cannot talk about the issue. We received the first one from Serene. Can you read it, Serene? It's the first amendment. Can you read it?
Someone else can read it for me, please.
Well, I think that I can read what I received to you. You said amend the frequency 2 or 3 per week, and they strike location, insert after details, and other opening.
Right. Okay. Thank you. It's hard to cut and paste in all of that when you're on the phone. By phone as opposed to a laptop or something. But does everyone understand the intention?
It's clear to everybody, or should I read it in the sequence that she's intended?
Can you read it for me, please?
Okay. That will be reading something like that. The personnel committee recommends to the PMB to direct the executive director to have an ad for the CFO to be played 2 or 3 times per week on each station, stating the Pacifica Foundation is searching for a chief financial officer. Let's see. And then for details, another openings, go to pacifica.org.
Thank you.
Is that clear?
Yes. Jan Goodman on the staff.
Okay. Go ahead, Jan.
One, I would like to waive the, the rule. I would like us to vote to waive the rule that you can only have 2 amendments, because we have a lot of good ideas here, and these things, can be tweaked, much easier than passing something and passing something else and starting all over because it doesn't have, a teeny bit. And so I would like to make a motion to waive the rules with regard to trying to perfect this ad.
The can I point of order?
Rules that limits
I'm sorry. I'm not that clear. We have your motion and 2 amendments on the floor. We cannot have any more amendments. We'll start disposing of some of these. Okay?
We
have your motion. We have
Janet,
we
point
have
of any. Order.
Go ahead, Janet.
So what I hear Jan is saying is she's making another motion to request or that we waive. That would be
that's also
another level. So
that's why I answered what you just answered, Janet. I said, we have one motion and two amendments. We cannot entertain a different motion till we dispose of some of this.
Permission for crosstalk.
Janet, can you please talk, read your amendment?
I'm sorry, this is Serene. May I have permission to a crosstalk with Jan Goodman?
Yes, please.
Okay, so Jan, I think what you're saying is you want to suspend Robert's rules. And I don't have a position on that, but I do think that it is that when we're talking about amendments, it can get really screwy when you get too many loaded up. So we don't have to. So it may just if that's your proposal, that's your proposal, and I don't know that a parliamentary motion like that affects motions already on the floor with regard to a particular topic, because I'm not a Robert's Rules expert, so I don't know what's possible, but I understand your intention. I just want to caution that sometimes things get so piled up that it becomes really confusing.
Okay, please, we need to keep asking for extensions because we already passed the 5 minutes. Can we have, may I have a motion for an extension?
Yes, 4 minutes.
How many? I'm sorry.
Five
minutes will not, I don't think that is will be enough to vote 3 motions that we have on the motion and 2 amendments.
I'd like to propose 10. Hard
10 minutes. 10. Okay, do I hear any objection to 10 minutes? Hearing no objections, we will go to the second amendment, that is the Janet Cobran amendment. Can you, Janet, please read your amendment?
Yes, well, I can read it in context. I mean, I can read it, but how about in context?
And I
left out a word. The Personnel Committee recommends to the PNB to direct the Executive Director that until the required comprehensive sites for posting ads are obtained from her, to have an ad for the CFO, and I guess with Serene's and other openings, to be played, and et cetera.
Okay. You are amending Serene. It means that goes after Serene's amendment, right?
Well, I'm amending the main motion, so if the Serene's motion gets
approved,
then it would be amending whatever. Yeah, however that works.
Okay. Anybody else wants to discuss any of these motions and the reason for these motions, or we can start voting on them?
Well, I have a question about Janet's amendment.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm echoing what Jan said. By using the word until, it seems that you are limiting the lifetime of the run of the on-air advertising, if you will.
May I respond?
Yes, please. Janet, have the floor.
I see your point, and I'm not sure how to word it differently, but basically what I'm trying what I'm proposing is that the way that Jan's motion is stated, it seems like the only place that the job ads will be seen, spoken, whatever, will be on the websites, on the station websites. And so what I was trying to say was that basically that would happen, but then in addition, there would be more, you know, once the comprehensive sites are obtained from the ED, the job posting would go there too. So
So I that was my intention.
This is
so
okay.
Basically, not only at the station, at each station, but
okay.
Anyway, that's it.
I will ask if we want to. We can vote down this one, and what about the language in the meantime, or something like that?
But even, well, this is Serene.
Yes, go ahead.
Any language that has the limitation of until or in the meantime, which suggests, you know, this is a gap, we're just filling a gap, is going to create the same problem. I think the committee already has a motion before the PNB about the paid advertising. So you can safely eliminate the word until or meantime or meanwhile or any of that and still have, you know, the two separate motions alive and well. One that talks about the paid advertising, which we know must happen, and the other talking about, I mean, I guess I think that this motion is not, that the amendment is not necessary. That your amendment is not necessary to get it on the air.
Anybody else on this issue, or we start voting one by one these amendments? We need to start
Sarah,
with that.
This is Janet. May I respond?
Yes, Janet.
Right. I mean, I'm just, so the motion is to the main motion was to get the posting the ads on the air, which that's fine. But it also implies to me that that's it. That's the only place, you know, that's where the only notification of the job posting will be. And that what I want to include is that, and I can maybe
Jan Goodman.
If I can withdraw my motion, which I don't know if that's, you know, because we don't have seconds in committees, and if I can write up something better that
you can withdraw
that, what I'm trying to say, I will. Yeah, may I withdraw my amendment?
If nobody, do I hear any objection to Janet to withdraw her motion and rewrite it?
No. You might say, yes. And then parallel with.
I'm sorry. Jan?
Very good. I like that.
Thank you.
Okay. Please do it.
This is Serene.
Serene, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm not happy with the parallel language because we would like this to start ahead of anything else, or we would like it to start as soon as possible.
Jen Goodman on the stack.
Okay, let me finish. Parallel suggests that both must start happening at the same time.
No, the way I...
I'm sorry, Jan? Jan?
May I be recognized?
Jan?
Yes.
Serene, have the floor.
I thought she had finished.
I need to give the floor to the next person. Serene, did you finish?
I can stop there, but yes, everyone should be recognized before they speak.
Sorry.
Okay, Jan, you have something to say about it.
Yes, the language that I suggested was that the advertising on our airwaves start immediately and run until and then parallel with. So it's then and then parallel with the sites, once the sites are identified or whatever that language was. But to just as a way, not to say that we had to wait until then, that we could start immediately and on our airwaves, and then it would continue along with the others once they got online. And while we're changing it, Janet, maybe you could add that at least three times a week, so that if Berkeley, you know, might want to run it more, for instance.
Janet, may I? I have some language.
Yes.
Okay. I don't what Jan, what you had just requested, that's a separate thing from what I'm trying to do. Okay, so what I would amend this with would be, assuming that Serene's amendments are is approved, that at the end of, I hers would eliminate the person will work in Berkeley, California. I assume that's part of it. So after stating the PNB Foundation is searching for a chief financial officer, I would add, and that once the required comprehensive sites for posting ads, paid ads, I guess,
legal requirements?
Legal and EEOC or something.
Legally required ads.
Okay, legally required ads. And that once the legally required comprehensive sites for posting ads are obtained from the ED, that these ads, is to be posted to these sites as well.
I'm sorry, but if you can put it in a sentence, because at this point I'm a little confused.
All right, I'll read it with Jan's original language, but with the location removed. The Personnel Committee recommends to the PNB to direct the Executive Director to have an ad for the CFO to be played 2 times per day on each station, stating, quote, the Pacifica Foundation is searching for a chief financial officer. For details, go to pacifica.org. And this is where, and that once the legally required comprehensive sites for posting ads are obtained from the ED, that the ad is to be posted to these sites as well.
Jan Goodman.
Can you send it in writing?
I'm going to email that in a moment.
Thank you. Okay, Jan.
Why did you take out the location?
Oh, well, I just, may I, Chair?
Yes.
That was part of Serene's amendment, and I was just assuming that that would be approved, but if it's not, then that would be.
May I ask?
But that's not in my amendment. I just removed that in reading the whole thing. I mean, my amendment is to add what I'm saying after. For details, go to pacifica.org.
Okay.
Janet?
Yes?
I have a question, because Serene amendment not only strike the location, she changed the frequency to be played. The original motion from Jan said 2 times per day, and Serene said 2 or 3 times per week.
Yes. May I respond?
Yes, please.
Can we take care of Serene's motion before doing mine?
How everybody feels about that? That's not the sequency, but how the committee feels. Serene?
All right, but wait, mm-hmm. May I just say one other thing?
No,
yes.
Come on.
What? My amendment will not affect Serene's amendment. And I'm sending it now. I just sent it.
anybody receive it? The problem, I will ask for everybody to please write it. We can read it the right way.
Chair,
because
may I?
Janet, you said to add. You mean at the end?
Chair,
for
may
the goes to Pacifica.org, right? That is what you're saying?
That's what I said in the...
Perfect. Can you then please read it?
Shall I again? Okay. My amendment is to add, quote, and that, oops, there's an extra the there.
That's
right. And that once the legally required comprehensive sites for posting ads are obtained from the ED, that the ad is to be posted to these sites as well, end quote, after for details go to Pacifica.org.
Okay, I think that now is clear. Can we go and vote in this motion and then goes to Serene and then to the main motion? Is anybody confused? Anybody wants to talk more about this? We are already we passed 2 minutes the time that we have. Okay? We need to, or we go to vote or we have time.
I want to make an amendment to Janet's latest version.
Well, if we don't have time, we cannot do it.
Chair, point of order?
What? Yes. What is your point of order, Janet?
Again, we have a motion and 2 amendments, and that's
I
it.
Understand.
For now.
I understand.
Okay.
The member doesn't say that she will do it. It's expressing what she wants to do.
I see.
That's why I said that will not happen if we don't add time. Do I have a motion to add?
Well, I would like, may I speak?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I would like to add a couple of minutes to make the adjustment because as this stands now, I can't vote for it.
Okay. If you ask for it, I'm keep waiting for a motion, or we go straight to vote.
2 minutes, please.
Okay.
Janet, point of information.
Okay. Let me say something before Janet. If we add 2 minutes, it means that in the meantime that we dispose that motion, the 2 minutes will pass. And then we will not have time for anything else.
Well,
can we stop tweaking? We have on the floor 2 minutes extension.
Jan Goodman, I suggest 5 minutes. I'd like to just finish this up.
Five minutes. Any objection to the 5 minutes? Hearing none, we need to go straight to vote to Janet.
This is Janet. Wait, Janet, I have a point of information.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, Janet.
I would like to hear Serene's tweak. And
Janet.
If, may I? And
yes.
If I agree, I would be willing to withdraw my amendment and include, you know, if I agree, and include a tweaked version of it.
Serene?
I don't see how we can discuss it without an extension. That's, you know.
The station is on and was approved for 5 minutes, Serene.
Okay, great. So the language that had been proposed earlier was the required comprehensive site, and the latest version was the legally required comprehensive site. I object to the insertion of the word legally, not because we don't do things legally, but because it then adds another layer, you know, about which we will argue when it gets to the PND. So I would want to go back to simply required comprehensive instead of legally required comprehensive, because everybody thinks they're a lawyer.
Chair?
Yes,
Janet.
Yes, Janet.
I'm fine with that. I think the final, so there was also a change of where this would be. So I would like to withdraw my latest amendment or replace it with what Serene recommends, removing legally, and I can
send that. Anybody disagree on the issue? We can vote in this motion then.
Jan Goodman.
Yes, Jan.
Can we have one more tweak and just say at least 3 times a week?
Well, that is it. Once, Jan, according to
what
Jan?
No.
Can you hear what I'm saying?
I hear.
If we approve that last, we will go to Serene. And then Serene talk about 2 or 3 times a week, right? That's what I'm saying.
But at least, that's all.
Okay,
Jan,
we need to dispose this one. We need to dispose to this one. Then when we go to the next one that is Serene, you can tweak. You can ask for that amendment, okay?
Fine.
Okay, is any objection to Janet Coburn amendment, to Serene amendment, to Jan amendment, motion? Hearing none, Janet amendment is approved. We will go now to Serene amendment that then we'll read. Okay, here comes the difficult part. Let's see. If I can't just see it. Does anybody have it completely there? Janet, do you have it in writing? No. The problem that if you keep answering the same thread, we will have all the motions together. And I don't see that because I don't have here in this thread, Janet, I don't have Serene motion. But that's okay.
All right. So I can read Serene.
Okay. Can you read what we are voting on now as amended by you?
Yes. Amend. Frequency. Oh my goodness, sorry. 1 second, it just disappeared. Frequency 2 or 3 per week. Strike location. Insert, quote, details, comma, and other openings. I don't know where, but that was.
Yes, I want the motion how this is amended by you, right? And then the what we are voting is what you just said plus your motion, right?
I'll do my best to do it unless somebody else wants to do it, but I don't quite understand exactly Serene's motion.
I need
a moment.
Yes,
Serene, may I clarify?
Yes, go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so I think the language that we got originally from Jan was, for details, go to pacifica.org. And I'm asking that after details, we insert the words and other physicians. The details would be a reference to the physician we had previously identified, and then we would insert and other physicians. I think that was my change. I'm not looking at it right now.
Yes. Does anybody have any
where it goes, Jana?
I'm sorry. All right, for details, and what was it? And
other openings, I think I said.
Other openings.
Because there are other jobs posted on Pacifica.
Right. How about saying other job openings?
That's fine with me.
And strike the whole the person will work in that whole sentence?
Yes.
Okay. And 2 or three times, what was that? Two or three.
Well, I said two or three times a week, but Jan wishes to amend that to at least three times a week, which is fine with me.
Thank you.
At least. Yeah.
Three times per week, not per day. I mean, well, that was the original.
Right. No, I objected to twice a day, so I'm not going to say
three times. All right. So, okay, so what I'm going to do is send what I think what is the original motion with my amendment and Serene's amendment built in.
Okay. Go ahead.
Let's see. Oh, I'm not sure where that, because when I had sent my legally removed, all right, so I'm going to, one moment.
And we don't have any more time, okay? After this, we need to go straight. We already passed the extension time, the last extension. We need to go straight and vote.
Oh. Almost ready. Okay, I just sent it.
Okay. Can you read it?
Wow. Okay. One sec. The Personnel Committee recommends to the PNB to direct the Executive Officer to have an ad for the CFO to be played at least three times per week on each station stating, quote, "The Pacifica Foundation is searching for a chief financial officer. For details and other openings, go to pacifica.org, end quote. And that once the required comprehensive sites for posting ads are obtained from the ED, that the ad is to be posted to these sites as well.
Okay. Can we vote in this motion?
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Go ahead.
So we just need the language around the ad. To have an ad for the CFO, it should be position played. We don't need to have an ad to be played. So add position after CFO and strike the words to be played. To be. Nothing personal against Shakespeare.
CFO position.
And then strike the words.
Or the CFO.
Wait. And Serene, what were you saying? And
strike the words to be.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm sorry, members, but we don't have all. We stopped. We go straight to vote, or we have time. We cannot keep
grammar. We're good.
All right. I sent it as again.
Okay. The last reading and we vote straight, please.
You want me to do it?
Yes.
The Personnel Committee recommends to the PNB to direct the Executive Director to have an ad for the CFO position played at least three times per week on each station stating, quote, "The Pacifica Foundation is searching for a chief financial officer. For details and other openings, go to pacifica.org," end quote. And that once that the required comprehensive sites for posting ads are obtained from the ED, that the ad is to be posted to these sites as well.
Chair.
Do you have any objection?
it's not an objection, but Jen has requested the insert. Well, can I just tell you what it is? Because I think we'd agreed in principle. It's just the word is not here. We'd agree to use the word job opening because although it's obvious, you know, you want to just make it really simple.
Yeah.
So it would be for details and other jobs.
Job before opening.
Right.
Another job opening.
All right, and I'm making this final.
I understand. Do anybody understand what we are voting on?
Yes.
Okay. Is any objection to approve this motion? Hearing none, this amendment is approved. Now we need to go to the original motion as amended that will read, now please, Janet, read it again. This is the main motion.
Okay. All right. The Personnel Committee recommends to the PNB to direct the Executive Director to have an ad for the CFO position played at least 3 times per week on each station stating, quote, the Pacifica Foundation is searching for a chief financial officer. For details and other job openings, go to pacifica.org, end quote. And that once the required comprehensive sites for posting ads are obtained from the ED, that the ad is to be posted to these sites as well.
Okay. Is any objection to adopt this motion? Hearing none, this motion is approved. We are obviously at our adjourning time, unless that people want to add, to keep adding time, we are at our adjourning time.
Chair, point of information?
Go ahead.
So, earlier in the meeting, I posted my recommendation for the ED, the resolution of the two job descriptions. And so I'm hoping that, or I'm wondering whether we can, you know, or that could be included in our next meeting, which I don't know when that is, but when we do address the ED job description.
So I hope that we entertain a few minutes to decide our next meeting. Do we have a Go ahead.
I'd like to extend for 5 minutes for the purposes.
I cannot hear you. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. 1 second.
I would like to better now.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I would like to extend for 5 minutes so that we can set our next meeting.
Is any objections? Hearing none, go ahead.
Okay, sorry. I would like to propose that we adjourn this meeting, or whatever the term is, to the 28th, if anybody's willing to meet next Wednesday on the 28th. What was that?
Jan Goodman, I can't come on the 28th.
Chair, may I? I have a point of information.
Go ahead, Janet. Yes.
Well, actually, I'm looking at the calendar. There's nothing posted, but I thought that there was going to be a coordinating committee meeting on that day. But anyway.
Okay. What the members want to do, please make your...
Chair, I have a proposal. Or may
go
I?
Go ahead. Yes.
That several dates be recommended and that we settle this with a poll, an email poll, by the end of this week?
I believe that we start with that. I'm sorry, Janet. I will tell you how I feel about that. People forget we are in the middle of, if we don't settle today, I know what will happen. We will not have, people don't answer, they have our, we have millions of emails. I think that we can figure out at least the next meeting right now. I hope that the committee can agree on, at least we have 7 members together right now. I hope that we can settle at least the next 2 meetings.
2 meetings?
One is the 28th, yes. One is the 28th that was proposed. Let's see. Could be two in a row, the 28th and the 4th?
Well, actually...
Could be before the PMB meeting.
I am trying to do something else on the 4th. I actually want to propose to the LSB that we meet a week early instead of meeting on the 11th, that we meet on the 4th. So if, in fact, that is acceptable to them, I will not be on the call. I mean, it doesn't mean that you guys can't meet on the 4th. What? For who to meet on the 11th instead of the 4th?
Okay.
Excuse me. It is likely that I will not be, it is possible I will not be available on the 4th.
The 11th is not possible because KPFT and WPSW have the 11th, their local station board meeting.
Right. No. I'm not proposing that we, that this committee meet on the 11th.
I know. Yes, but that's why we have one date that is the 28th. And we need to figure out the second one.
Janet,
we have all time to change it. Janet, go ahead.
Okay, so I am going to recommend January 11th. Oh, wait a minute.
No, it can't be the 11th.
No, it can't be, right, because there's local station boards. The 18th. But I do want to also say that if there is a coordinating committee meeting on the 28th, if we agree to the 28th for the next meeting of this committee, but if there is a coordinating committee meeting on the 28th, which is probably not going to happen, I would go to that one instead of this. But so, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I believe that we can – how do you feel if we put the 28th and then the 18th, you mean?
Yes.
I was hoping that we can have at least 2 meetings before the PMB meeting. Then we will have for the PMB the motions that come from this committee, at least be sent to the PMB that we have the meeting the 5th. If not, it's
This is Serene.
Yes, Serene, go ahead.
Okay, so as far as I know, National Finance is not meeting on the 3rd since we're meeting on the 20th and the 27th. That would mean the 3rd Tuesday, which is January 3rd, would be available to us. Why don't we choose the 28th, and if we're bounced by coordinating, then we would still have the 3rd. So why don't we choose the 20th and the 3rd and see what happens. 3rd is a Tuesday?
Can we set the Tuesday, 28th and the 3rd, and then we always have time to cancel?
I can't do the 3rd. I have another meeting.
Okay.
I can do the 28th.
The what?
I cannot do the 3rd. That's the day.
Okay.
Another.
So do the 28th and the 4th. I'll just miss it. No, nobody's meeting on the 2nd. Sorry.
Yeah, no, the 2nd is not possible. Let's do the
28th and the 4th. I just will miss the 4th, that's all. No big deal.
Well, we'll see. Okay, the 28th and the 4th? Do we agree on that?
I'm not sure I can make the 28th.
I'm sorry, Michael?
I said I'm not sure I can make it to the 8th, but, you know.
I cannot hear you, Michael. You can so much.
He may not be able
to. I'm not sure I can make the 28th, but, you know, I can't, you know, I can never guarantee you'll make a meeting, so go ahead.
Okay, is any objection then to put there the 28th and the 4th? And we can always change it if we decide something different. Is any objection to that?
I'm sorry, can I add a proviso?
Yes.
Okay, so we should go with the 28th, the 4th, but if for some reason a cancellation must occur, are you guys willing to do the 6th, Friday the 6th, or the, we can authorize the chair to conduct a poll for another date. I just don't want to leave it and then we get bumped both ways or something, and then we're stuck.
Jan Goodman?
Go ahead, Jan.
I agree with Serene that we should at least authorize the chair to, you know, conduct a poll or something, so we at least have a path forward if we get bumped.
Okay, then let me see if I understood all that was just spoke. We will settle now the 28th and the 4th. And if for whatever reason some of these need, I don't know, if some other coordinator on some of these we need to change it, the chair will poll the group to have another date after that. Is that what we agree on?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. I think that is settled. Michael, do you want to do it or you want me to do it? I can post it right now.
Go ahead. Why don't you post it if you can?
Okay. I will post then the 28th and the 4th. Okay? Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Thank you. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Okay, good night, all.
Good night.
Bye. Bye.